Welcome to Time with ABBA, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 6th, Monday. Day 6. Today's topic: no quarrel, but sacrifice. Listen, rewarded. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 5 verses 1 to 3, Genesis chapter 13 verse 6 to chapter 15 verse 21, Matthew chapter 5 verses 27 to 48, Proverbs 1 verses 29 to 33. Today's main passages, the first one is from Genesis chapter 13 verses 8 to 9. So Abram said to Lord, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." The second passage is from Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 to 20. After Abram returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shaveth, that is the king's valley. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abram, saying, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth, and praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand." Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The third passage is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The fourth passage is from Proverbs 1, verses 33. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is no quarrel but sacrifice. Listen, rewarded. If you were Abraham, would you make such sacrifice as to give the best pieces of land to Lot? Or would you like those people to fight till death for wealth and land? If you were Abraham, would you be willing to make such sacrifice as to give a tenth of everything after you experience God is your shield and your king? If you were willing to listen to God like what Abraham did, God will surely reward you as he rewarded Abraham. He will reward you as what Jesus promised in today's Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48 of not fight and love your enemies. He will reward you as the promise in today's Proverbs 1, verse 33, that you will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. What kind of reward is better than you are more and more like God, who is perfect? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to quarrel with people, but willing to sacrifice. Lead me to be willing to listen to you and walk in the way you direct me to walk, so that I can receive your rewards. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you have any intention, thought, or action to quarrel with someone recently? If you have, how can you change this attitude? Number two, what have you heard from Jesus' command to you to make sacrifices and offerings? What is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.